to Liberal Democrat Senator David Lionhelm, who's joining me today. Hello, David.
Bettina, nice to see you.
We've got a lot to talk about. I thought we'd start off by the latest news about Lauren Southern. And just for people who may not know who she is, she's a YouTuber, a very popular young Canadian, very spunky young woman who's been stirring the possum on a whole range of issues for many years. I think she's probably best known now for important work she's done on raising the plight of white farmers in South Africa. I noticed there was a petition which is trying to stop her getting into the country, which includes this amongst the reasons why she shouldn't be allowed in the country, which I think is pretty funny. But I've been following her for a while because years ago she was making one, she was a student and she was making these videos about the gender studies course she was doing and getting into all sorts of trouble with the people running that course. When did you discover her, David?
Actually, relatively recently. I think probably the first time I took a serious amount of notice of her was when she spoke up about the plight of white South African farmers. And I thought, okay, here's an attractive young lady speaking about the similar sorts of issues that I've been raising and that other people have raised as well. And so I went and then looked at a number of her other videos and discovered that she's quite a sensible young lady. She's going against the politically correct tide, of course. So she's setting off the outrage brigade. But seems to me she's got quite a lot of brains and quite a lot of sensible things to say. And it's refreshing to hear all that stuff coming from someone so young. Usually yep. What happens with people that age is they join the left-wing lynch mob. And they only grow some brains a bit later in life, but she seems to have grown brains earlier than usual.
I mean, this was an amazing thing. She was doing the humanities courses, the gender studies courses, which is precisely the indoctrination that is leading a lot of young women to become very left-wing. And she started rebelling against it and questioning the data and asking for evidence for feminist arguments that she felt were totally wrong. She's amazing. She was out there interviewing women in the feminists in the slut walks, saying, "What are you doing?" challenging them. She's been very brave on a whole range of issues. She's been banned from going to Britain just this last year after she was doing this stunt which involved putting up signs saying Allah is a gay god. And this was in response to various articles have been published saying that Jesus Christ was homosexual. And I think quite rightly, she was challenging the fact that you could insult Christianity and not say anything about Islam. So she's been banned in Britain and we've had seen this strenuous effort to stop her coming to Australia. And it looked as if they were winning because there was a lot of delay from our bureaucrats in Canberra who seemed to be holding up her visa. And it looked yesterday as if they weren't going to be allowed in. And now apparently Dutton's made the decision to allow her in, which is something. What do you think about that, David?
Yes, it's very pleasing that he has made that decision. I rang him yesterday, as a matter of fact, about this very issue, and we had a bit of a chat about it. As far as I could tell from the discussion I had with him, he wasn't across the issue. It seems to have been made at the level of the bureaucrats. He promised he would have a look at it. It had only just come to his attention, as far as I could tell from what he said. I reminded him of who she was, and in particular the fact that she was saying the same things as he and I had both been saying about white South African farmers. Yep. He undertook to have a look at it, and I got the impression that perhaps he might allow her to enter the country, which, of course, he should do. I mean, this is a free speech issue. Just because there are some idiots and intolerant people there who want to show the things that she's saying because they don't agree with her does not mean that the bureaucrats and the government should say, oh, no, we can't let her in for that reason.
And it's an extraordinary thing that these public servants are making these decisions on the basis of their ideological prejudices and deciding who Australia should be allowed to see. And they let all sorts of ratbags into the country, endless parade of feminists preaching hatred against men, you name it. And yet, oh, I loved the other one was the comedian, what was she called, Kathy Griffin, who held up the severed head of Donald Trump. She was allowed into the country. And this woman who presents a view that they happen not to agree with, they were trying to work out how to stop her coming in. I mean, boy, there's something going very wrong in the way our country is being governed, I think.
Well, what concerns me is that some bureaucrats may perhaps be on the side of those who are howling down from the, in the mob, who are trying to howl down the likes of Lauren and Milo. But I would suspect that probably most of them have no particular. More likely, what's happened is that they are intimidated by this possibility that the mob will cause riots, damage property, the police will be involved, and you know, it'll be a controversy. And so their attitude is, oh, well, better to avoid the controversy rather than allow free speech. They're profoundly wrong, of course. Free speech should be heard. Mm-hmm. And or speech should be heard. The right way to deal with speech, even if you don't like it, is more speech, not to shut it down. But the howling mob says, I only want to hear stuff that I agree with. And if the bureaucrats are being intimidated by the fact that they are a howling mob rather than a civilized people who will simply argue back again and put a contrary point of view, then the bureaucrats are seriously at fault on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on your role in making this happen. I think a lot of people will thank you for that, David.